It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
Welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and this is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news this Wednesday, the 22nd of October already. The week's flying by, and I tell you what, I think that's a really good thing because the win against Liverpool was so positive that we want that Brighton game. So to have it moving quickly this week, I think is a real positive for us. So I can't believe it's Wednesday already. So yeah, lovely stuff. Let me just make sure I'm live here because... I think I am live. That's good. Welcome this morning. Hope you're feeling well. I've got a headache. I don't know why I woke up with that. You know, I don't know whether you ever wake up with a headache. And the wife in my ear. No, I'm joking. She'll kill me. I just got a headache this morning. I don't know whether it's driving in the car with the aircon on, sinuses or something. Just a horrible headache. But I tell you what, it's not a headache. All the news we've got to get into this morning, we've got an update from Elliot Anderson. That'd be great. Yeah, Mark, I'm thinking of coming in the summer. Don't sell Forest. We've got an update on Elliot Anderson. We've got an update on Xerxes. But we're going to start off with Semenyu. We've also got Maguire. We've also got Amrin making a big contract decision as well. What's the future for him? And a few other bits as well. A little bit about the sale of Manchester United too, and the interest from the UAE, and obviously your normal interactions. But I want to start off with Semenyu because Lug says Semenyu is so average. I like Semenyu. I mean, in a general sense, I was on That's Football last night. You can join me tonight for the Champions League. It was a brilliant night last night, which means it's a 7 o'clock show here tonight again. You know, I like general football and I think Semenyu at Bournemouth's done a great job. What they're saying in the iPaper this morning is that Liverpool are considering a move for Bournemouth's Semenyu in the January transfer window. Champions believe the Ghana forward could be a perfect long-term replacement for Salah, and a release clause inserted into his new Cherries contract make a move easier. Tottenham and Manchester United are also interested in the 75 million winger. And this would be, as I say, a January transfer move. Also, don't forget to get me to remind you about a midfielder that I hinted at in the summer who has actually been linked to us again that hasn't really been mentioned. So I think in relation to Semenyu, look, I disagree with Lug. I think he's a good player. I think Bournemouth are a very good side. And I think that he's, I don't know whether he's a replacement for Salah. I think if Liverpool wants a replacement for Salah, there's one player in Europe that's a replacement for Salah and he's younger than Semenyu and he's absolutely the player that I think everybody should be trying to sign. And funnily enough, it's a player that we tried to sign. In fact, in fairness to Ineos, and I am always fair to Sir Jim and Ineos, I think they've made a lot of bad decisions, but there has been things that I think have nearly worked or could have worked, or maybe they should have made work. There's one player that's going to replace Salah, and I wish he was coming to Manchester United, and his name's Michael Olise. He is the real deal. I think he is the best right winger in Europe beyond the obvious people. I think he is absolutely the player that Liverpool should be going for, and I wish Man United would go for. But Semenyu's an interesting player. He's still a good player. All I would say is that I think it was TalkShit who were talking about it back in April that Man United were in advanced talks with Semenyu. We were never in advanced talks with Semenyu. He might have been on the menu, but we were never in advanced talks. We went for Cunha and we went for Mbeumo. Close the door. So Semenyu to Man United, I don't know whether I'd say no if it was an opportunity, but you speak to anybody at Man United and they look at you confused. Like, they're like, why would we go and sign a player that can only play in the two positions where we've got Mbeumo, Cunha, Mount, Amad, Xerxes, and Bruno can play there as well, And we've also got a couple of youngsters that we want to start developing into the team, like Lacey, etc. So why would we go and spend £75 million and get into a transfer race with Liverpool and Spurs for a player we don't actually need? And it would be like going and signing, I don't know, well, it would be like going and signing Semenyu, because that's, I was going to say it'd be like going and signing Harry Kane, but I probably would sign Harry Kane even though we've got Sesko. The one area of the pitch that we are absolutely stacked in is number 10. We just don't need one. Why so serious is what about left wing? No. Semenyu plays off the right anyway, doesn't he? I'm pretty sure he plays off the right for Bournemouth. I think people misinterpret what Amrim's system is if you think we're going to play Amad and Semenyu as wingbacks. I don't think that's his plan to do that. I think he likes to have a winger that can convert to that position, but I don't think he'd have him on both sides. I think it will be more of a Dorgu, hopefully a Leon, maybe a new signing at some point, but I think he's not going to go with two wingers on the wide. And also, most important thing as well, I like Semenyu. He's a good player, but we're not in for him. And we haven't got loads of money either. So again, even if you agree that he could play on the wing, as Anurag says, even if you think he could play on the wing, would you spend £75 million on Semenyu at the moment? I mean, come on. It's just not where the money needs to be spent. It needs to be spent on the midfield. So I sense that what we're having with this story, because I don't want it to, you know, turn into something it's not. I've had it from a very good source that United are not in for Semenyu for the last 6 months, and it's still the same today. We have those five strands of transfers. I think at the moment, the reason we're starting to get an increase in transfer stories is because it's nearly the end of October. There's a lot of teams that didn't do stuff in the summer that need to do stuff in January. There's a lot of teams that have had a bad start to the season and need to do stuff in January. And we're basically hitting what would be the equivalent of the end of March. End of March is the same as October. You've got April and May, and then the window's open. End of October, you've got November and January, and the window's open. And what happens at the end of March? We start to get stories. So we will be used in the five strands of transfer in relation to, let's throw Man United's name in there to bump up the price and bump up the interest. But we're not going to get into this. We're not going to get into this. And we shouldn't, actually. Let's put it that way. We should not be getting into this transfer at that price for that position. But he's a good player. He's a good player. And look, you know, imagine if Michael Olise said, I want to go to Man United at the end of the season. Everything in my body would say, do that bloody deal. He's amazing. But I'd still look at it and go, where does he actually fit? Like, where does he actually fit in a Man United side at the moment? So you've got to go for what's needed. And Jason says, what about Belaba? Well, look, it's interesting about the midfield situation as well. There's so much to get into these last couple of days. It's great. It's almost like Man United get a positive result and there's loads of stuff around Man United. It's almost like positivity breeds stories as well, isn't it? But people talk about negativity being the thing that's. Okay, so this has just come in the last few minutes around the midfield. I've got loads of pictures of Man United in training. That's good. They've turned up. They're all on time. So the Mirror are saying that Manchester United are ready to join the race for Nottingham Forest midfielder Elliot Anderson after previously failing in their pursuit of Brighton's Carlos Belaba. Man City and Chelsea are also monitoring the 22-year-old. Forest are keen to hold on to their prized asset and have no intention of selling, despite mounting interest. And evaluation has now reached £75 million. It's interesting, you know, because I mentioned the name of a player in this summer that I couldn't really tell you the name because no one was talking about it. But if anybody was watching in the summer, and I know a lot of you were, there was a Manchester United, there was interest in a midfielder that nobody was linking us to. And I didn't mention the name because all I said was that that they were playing in Serie A and they were French. Actually, I don't think I said they were French. Anyway, I'm going to give you the name anyway now because I've seen a couple of people talking about it this morning. So we got told sort of the end of August that Man United had been looking at this midfielder and we'd never been linked to him at all throughout the summer, and that it was concrete, like it was a serious consideration, and that they may well go back there. There's a couple of stories this morning talking about it, so I'm okay to put this out there now. His name is Manu Kone. So all I'm going to say is that's the player we were told about in the final 2 weeks of August. If you were watching the transfer shows, you'll know there was a player, I wouldn't say who it was, apart from them playing in Serie A. And there's a lot of people sort of predicting who it was. But a couple of stories this morning around Manu Kone. He is somebody that United were looking at in August. So, you know, keep an eye on that one. It may well develop, because it's interesting that the name has come out today from certain people. But that was the name we were told about at the end of August. But when it comes to the midfield, I think that...
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
I think we need two midfielders. I liked the story about Angelo Stiller yesterday. I do like Elliot Anderson. Just to react to the Elliot Anderson thing, I watched Chelsea play Forest on Saturday lunchtime on That's Football. Elliot Anderson didn't play that well. And you get a load of people in the chat saying, I don't want him anywhere near Man United. And you go, sometimes our expectations are ridiculous. Like, not everybody's going to have a good game every week. But look, the reality is, as long as Man United land on Anderson, Wharton or Belaba, I'll be happy as long as we go and get someone else. I think more and more, we need two midfielders, and I'm not going to fall for the bullshit from the club. Like, we should have got a midfielder last August and then another one this summer. So if they go next summer and they buy one, we've been mugged off. Well, you know, it's cost cutting, isn't it? Because what we need next summer is two midfielders. It's absolutely obvious that we need two midfielders next summer. And for me, it's not really about who the one we get. I want to see Man United signing two. And as I said, we definitely should have bought one in the summer, and we definitely should be going one in next summer. So I want to see two coming in. So it's not really about whether it's Wharton, Anderson, Belaba, Stiller, whoever. It's about who the two are going to be, because I don't feel like we're going to get... If you look at Ugarte and Mainoo, there's a big chance that they will be here next season. But what's the chance that they're both going to turn it around? I mean, if you're Ugarte or Mainoo at the moment, right, you are rock bottom. You are sitting on the bench. The Casemiro, who's walking in the summer, and Bruno, who's not a midfielder. Like, it's embarrassing. It's humiliating. You know, you can't do anything about it. You probably believe you're better than them, and many of the fans think you're better than them. He's still sat on the bench. So the chance of Ugarte and Mainoo turning it around, we're hoping for two players to turn it around. I think that's, you know, some might say that's quite optimistic. So let's say one of them turn it around, right? In the summer, that leaves you with Mainoo or Ugarte that are capable of doing the business. The other one has flopped or gone, whatever. Casemiro is gone. And Bruno's still not a midfielder and might have gone anyway. So best case scenario next season, I think one of Mainoo and Ugarte have shown their worth, and maybe a young player's coming through. You still need to sign two. In fact, you still need to sign two if Mainoo and Ugarte work, because a young player is not going to be ready for the start of next season, because we're not even blooding a young player at the moment. So we need two midfielders next summer, not one. So when I see people talking about Anderson or Wharton or Belaba or Stiller, I'm sort of like going, we should be talking about two. Don't fall for what Man United's plan always is to kick the problem down the road. They'll definitely get one next summer, but will they get two? We need two. We 100% need two. I mean, I know we beat Liverpool at the weekend, but their midfield options compared to us and other clubs is scary, really. So we need two. We need to. What about Mokio? He's only 17, says Harrison. I mean, seriously, I mean, take a look at him at Ajax. He's a good player. Please, they're not happy. They won't find me in my bedroom. That's actually the right temperature. I'm always a bit worried because I think it's a bit hot. Thanks for everyone who's tuning in this morning, by the way. Please do share the video and get involved. Lots to get into. I'm probably going to be freestyling here, but and obviously the midfield's going to generate a bit of conversation. Just something that dropped into my head when I heard of the police, I immediately thought of this person. I don't know why. Rio Ferdinand. I think it's because some of his takes are criminal. But seriously though, this just reminded me of something to come in because we need to. It's about time we gave Lemens some credit. You know, I don't know about you, but no one's talking about Lemens. So, you know, I'm going to make a regular morning Lemens 10-minute section. It's going to be 1 minute. But I did see a quote from Rio Ferdinand this morning about how when he played the game, having a goalkeeper like Van der Sar behind him made things a lot better. And it reminded me of what we were talking about a few weeks ago. And obviously it's going to resonate more when an ex-player says it because they've played the game at the highest level. But to me, it doesn't really matter. We were literally having this conversation about a month ago, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. And I used this story and I said, look, basically I used to play for my school team and then I used to play for a Sunday team and they were both good. My school team, I played with a different goalkeeper and a different centre-back to what I played on a Sunday. And it was the same with the centre-back. It wasn't just the goalkeeper. Both goalkeepers, I had different confidences in. One of them was very good at, you know, again, a lot of people hitting long balls back in the mid-90s. You have a quick striker. You want a goalkeeper that's quick out of his box to get on the end of it. One goalkeeper wasn't, one was. So in different games, you felt different confidences. When it was a corner, one was really aggressive at coming and punching it and one would just stay on their line. So it doesn't matter whether you've played your Rio Ferdinand with Van der Sar or, you know, your John Smith playing with Gary in the goal, you know, on a Sunday morning pub team. We all know that this improvement under Lemens, because people are mocking us for it. That's what I'm trying to say. But it's very, very logical. It's so logical because that story, Rio's story, your story, might even be playing bloody five-a-side at lunchtime at school and, you know, Daft Darren's in goal. And you're like, oh, for God's sake, if they shoot from anywhere on target, it's a goal. Or you might have terrific Tony in goal who's, you know, it's like a cat. He'll stop anything. It's the same at any level. Like, if you've got a goalkeeper that's decent, you feel better as a defender. And that is something that I think some critics are sort of not understanding about what United fans are, you know, waxing lyrical about Lemens for. It's that, of course, the save against Liverpool was good. He's not really pulled off an out-and-out worldie yet, but that's not, you know, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the general improvement in our defence because we've got a goalkeeper that instills confidence in the defence. And I think, you know, it's good to hear that. Daft Darren was not a good goalkeeper prior. He was more interested in playing computer games. He was daft and he was rubbish. Okay, let me come back to some more relevant news than Daft Darren. Just very, very quickly, I did see this from Simon Stone. And, you know, if it's been a good week for Manchester United, stuff like this just adds to it. If you were watching That's Football last night, you'll know this already. It's our second Champions League night tonight. Very good night for England. A very good night for the Premier League. Man City winning, Newcastle winning, Arsenal winning, none of them conceding goals. It's the turn of Chelsea and Liverpool and Spurs tonight. Villa are looking good again. And I think Crystal Palace will do well in the Conference League and Forest might do better now with Daichi. So what's the point in that? This is the United stand, I hear you say, and you'd be right. But the point I'm making is fifth place. Like, we might not like the fact that we're not in Europe and we might not like the fact that, you know, other rivals could be doing quite well in Europe. But sometimes you've got to look at the bigger picture, right? And the bigger picture is, if we finish fifth and it's not a Champions League spot, that's very, very annoying. So we do need the Premier League clubs to perform well in Europe. And as we know now, your performance in the group games, the league stage, does matter. So, all right, most of the six Champions League English sides might get knocked out before the quarterfinals. But if they all did really well in the league stage, you still get a lot of points for that. So this is something that could directly impact us massively. I don't know whether we can infiltrate the top four, but I definitely think we can do fifth place. If everything goes well, I always said this season we're going to finish somewhere between, let me rephrase that. I've always said I think that we'll finish somewhere between fifth and 10th this season. And I've seen nothing to change that. If everything goes well, we will get fifth. So we have to work on that every single week, every single week. But also, we need things to go our way elsewhere. And that, at the moment, is looking very good. Because as we know, the top two coalitions in Europe get an extra two spots if they perform well. And we did last year, and that's why fifth place was the Champions League. And this year, it could be looking good again. So it is good. Do you think we can get top five, Mark? Honestly,
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
It's still really early days. We need to keep winning. We need to go on a good run. But from the position we're in at the moment, I probably would have took this at the start of the season. If somebody said to me on the opening game of the season, you'd be here after eight games and you're 2 points off, is it second or third? And I said, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that from this point, because I genuinely do believe it will be game 10 to 30 where we understand the most about this side. So we're in a good position. Obviously, it can change very, very quickly. Man United are not about Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea, Man City. Those games just don't worry me anymore. They take care of themselves. All right, you lose to Man City, but you beat Chelsea, you beat Liverpool, and you lose to Arsenal. You know, that's in the top six games. I think the traditional top four games, I think we do quite well. They're not the games that worry me. It's the Bournemouths, it's the Villas, it's the Spurs, it's the Palace, it's the Everton. They're the games that define it for me. So they're the games I'm more interested in, which is funny enough. Our next three games are sort of like that, aren't they? Just also coming in this morning about Joshua Zirkzee, iPaper as well, who were talking about Semenyu, say that West Ham are preparing a January loan move for Zirkzee. Despite United being reluctant to let him go, Zirkzee is unhappy about his lack of game time. He's not agitating for a move per se, but is understood to be exploring his options come January. Join the club with Kobbie Mainoo. I think it's not beyond the realms of possibility, but I think United would find themselves in the same situation again. I don't know whether I agree with cap or die. Is West Ham the right place for Zirkzee to go to as well? You could debate that. The point is, and I do sympathise with a footballer like Zirkzee and Mainoo, who are good lads, who behave really, really well, who just want to play and ideally want to play for Man United, but there's not a place for them. I understand that request to go and play. But we're not a charity. You know, we're massively in debt. We aren't in Europe, and we're not in a position like, you know, Man City can probably do that. They can probably go, we're in a title race. We're in the Champions League. We've got a lot of quality off your pop. Please go and enjoy yourself. we're not in that position. It's a bit like Arsenal bringing on Max Dowman at 15 years of age at Anfield. You know, they can do it because they're a good team and they're in a good position. We can't really do that at the moment because we're just not in that position. And we're not in a position where we can say to Xerxes or Mainoo, yeah, off you pop on loan. We just can't do that at the moment. So I think it will be difficult for someone like Xerxes or Mainoo to get out of the club on loan in January, quite simply because what's the cover? You know, especially in January when Ahmad and Mbeumo will still be at the AFCON. Mount will still be massively injury prone. That's three number 10s gone. So it could be the worst time possible for Xerxes to try and leave. He might find he gets a bit of game time in January and decides to stay. And then February the 1st comes, the transfer window closes and Ahmad's back, Xerxes back and Mount's back fit, you know, or maybe still fit, pushing for a World Cup spot. So I think it might be a very difficult season for Xerxes because I can't see us letting him go in January and I can't see him finding a way into the first team. So, you know, could you have predicted that at the start of the season? I don't know. I don't know, but I think it's, I feel a bit sorry for him, but that's football. And ultimately, if you let Xerxes go or you let Mainoo go, you have to replace them. And we probably won't be looking to replace either of those players in January. Although I did watch the Atletico Madrid game last night against Arsenal. Conor Gallagher on the bench again. He's a player that's going to want World Cup. I mean, I just think United might, well, you know, we talk about two midfielders. I'd be very happy with Adam Wharton and Conor Gallagher or Elliot Anderson and Manu Kone. You know, I'm not saying we need to get Anderson and Wharton. I think that's too expensive, but I would go get Wharton and Gallagher. Or get Belieber and Kone or whatever, you know, go for a cheaper one and a more expensive one. I think that makes a lot of sense in my mind. What's the big Amorim contract decision? Well, obviously, well, there's two parts to this as well, because this came in from Chris Wheeler and Nathan Salt in the Mail. They're basically saying that a firm decision over Harry Maguire's contract has yet to be made. Although United are in regular contact with his camp, formal talks have yet to take place and there is no offer on the table. Also, any prospect of Maguire taking a pay cut would entirely depend on the length of a new contract being offered to him. So what we're getting is that Maguire, obviously in a very strong position after his brilliant, heroic win at performance in our win on Sunday. Amorim wants him to stay. That's the line. Amorim wants him to stay. That doesn't mean he'll get listened to. Amorim doesn't actually have a veto to say this happens. He will be listened to, but it doesn't mean that they have to follow through on that. So Amorim wants Maguire to stay. Amorim wanted Bruno to stay. And Amorim at the moment, obviously, what we can read about that is that Amorim clearly values these experienced players. Now, I think Harry Maguire offers a very different type of experience to Bruno Fernandes. And I think that's more of a motivational experience that you can hit the lows and still bounce back. And I think that's something that Amorim very much values. So those negotiations now clearly lie with the club and the player because Amorim wants him to stay. Now, whether you agree with that or not, that's Amorim's big decision. He wants Maguire to stay. The issue is going to be Harry Maguire's out of contract in the summer. And he might, well, based on performance, have a few offers on the table at home and abroad. For example, you may well get a Sean Dyche at Forest or a David Moyes at Everton who come along and say, look, we value you. I like the way you play. You suit my style of football. You're very good in the air and everything like that. We will bring you to Everton. We will give you a 3-year contract and we will give you 120 grand a year. Man United might go, we want you to stay. That should be something that makes you very happy. We'll give you a 2-year deal on 100 grand a week. And then you've got Harry Maguire going, first team football at Everton, 120 grand a week, 3-year deal. Stay at Man United, 2-year deal, probably not first team, 100 grand a week. So that, and they're hypotheticals, like they're not, you know, set in stone. But what I'm saying is
his stock is very high at the moment, there will certainly be some clubs in the Premier League from the, you know, mid to bottom area who will say, we want you at the club. We want you to start. We still think you're a starter, and we're not playing in Europe. So it's one game a week. So it's not as physically demanding. Whereas at United, I think Hamrin wants him to stay, but we probably won't want to pay him 190 grand a week for a player that really is going to be not starting as much as maybe he would have done 3 years ago. So that's the decision to make. I can understand Amrim's stance. I can understand the club's stance. As I cameoed on Beth's show in the studio yesterday, would I keep Harry Maguire? Now I understand why we want to keep him. I haven't got a problem with it, but he's got to halve his wages. So it's got to be nothing more than 100 grand a week. But if he can get a better offer elsewhere, why would you not take it? So I think that's very interesting. In relation to Ruben Amrim's contract, because I did say I'd mention that. So I think this season's very important for Amrim. We've already heard Sir Jim Ratcliffe talk about 3 years. I find that quite interesting because he doesn't have a 3-year contract. I don't think anybody picked up on that last week when Sir Jim Ratcliffe said that he wants Amrim here for 3 years. He hasn't even got a 3-year contract. His contract actually expires in May 27, which is only 18 months away. So I think it's definitely something to sort of think about, because he can't be here for 3 years without a new contract. But that leads you to feel that I think Sir Jim Ratcliffe's intention is to give him a new contract, but they have got that little gateway that if this season went really, really bad, there's only a year left on his contract in May. So the feeling is around Amrim, and I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago in relation to his contract, is that if things start to go really well, then they would look to renew his contract sort of April time next year. But what they don't want to do is what they did with Solskjaer, whereas you renew it a little bit early and then something goes wrong. So Amrim, I think, is comfortable with that. I mean, look, you're dealing with a manager there that's not necessarily been, you know, totally happy in his first 12 months here. So I think there's a lot of focus at United at the moment on the short term. Like, what are we going to achieve next week? What are we going to achieve next month? There's not really any thought beyond the end of the season, which I think makes a lot of sense, if I'm being honest. A couple of more things I want to talk to you about, but let me just catch up on yours. Mark, will you take Semenyo over Mount as a left 10? No, I wouldn't, because, I mean...
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here, right now.
Do I think Semenyo is better than Mount? Yes. Would I prefer Semenyo to Mount as a player? Yes. Would I sign Semenyo for £75 million to replace Mount? No. Because why am I spending £75 million on a player that I don't actually need? I don't need Semenyo at the moment. I need two midfielders. I probably need another striker. I probably need another right wing back. I don't need Semenyo. If I've baked the cake and I've got money for the icing, go and get me Semenyo. I haven't baked a cake yet. I don't need any more icing. So for me, it's a no. I wouldn't go anywhere near it. And they won't go anywhere near it. It's just, we're just being used. There's something about Semenyo that might be agent, might be Bournemouth, might be somebody in the press, but somebody keeps linking us to Semenyo all the time. And we've never been advanced. You know, I heard somebody in the summer say, Man United were in advanced talks with Semenyo. I was like, absolute bollocks. At what point were we in advanced talks with Semenyo? Cunha, we were working on in February. And then Bermo, we were working on in May. So when were we working on Semenyo? We haven't worked on Semenyo. He's not an option for Man United. He might have been an option if we didn't get Mbeumo, but we got what we wanted. And don't anybody ever think that Mbeumo and Cunha weren't priority signings. Like they were. You can tell they were anyway by how we bought them as the first two signings and we got them in quite early. But they were the priorities, no one else. Liam Vernon says, what about 9th or 8th and an FA Cup win?
No, I
don't. I mean, obviously, I think it's better than 15th, but that's not something. If you're saying to me, will I shake your hand and take that now, 8th or 9th in the FA Cup? I would say, God, no, that's not it for me. I'm not about that this season. I want Champions League football. I don't actually agree that we are good enough to get Champions League football, but I think that we have to aspire to that and maybe we can become good enough. I mean, what I mean by that is I've seen some people say, I mean, it was attributed to Sir Jim Ratcliffe, wasn't it, that he believes that that's a top four squad? Absolutely not. It's not a top four squad, but it's a long season and we could become that. And I think that's what Liverpool, that's what the Liverpool result sort of hinted at, is that maybe we can do it. Brentford result hints that we can't. So I don't know whether we can get top five, but that's what I want from the season. I want Man United back in the Champions League. I want us back in the Champions League because it's the elite tournament in football. But I also want us back in it because we need the finances from it as well. So that's it for me. I don't want another FA Cup and, you know, 8th in the league. All our good play so far has been when Mount is on, says Robert McCormack. What has Bruno's match heat pattern improved, says Keel. I haven't actually looked at his heat plan, actually. We'll have to take a look at that. I'll bring it in on the 7 o'clock show. It's a good point. The club is crying out for Bruno to miss 4 games. It's Brian. I sort of do know what you mean there. You know, like a 3-match ban for a bad red card or, you know, a slight hamstring strain. I know what you mean. We'd never wish it. Maybe you would, Brian. I don't know. Bad Brian. But I know what you mean. I'm never going to say, yeah, I want that to happen because I don't want any player to get injured, whether they play for Man United or not. But I know what you mean. I think if Bruno wasn't there for a month, it would be very interesting to see how this team did. And, you know, there's a very big chance it could sink. Very big chance. But yeah, it's not going to happen. Many managers nowadays love left and right footed balance, especially in midfield and defence. Stiller, Belabor and Wharton are all left footed. I doubt we'll buy two of those, says Chip. No, I think you're absolutely spot on. So, yeah. Your other one, is Anderson not left footed as well? I might be mixing him up with Wharton, but no, you're absolutely right, Chip. Who's doing your new kitchen? Santo, Anthony and Garnacho. No wonder it's taking forever to deliver, says Michael. Tushler says, this is laughable. We need at least 3 midfielders, 2 wing-backs and a centre-back. What's up with these Semenyo rumours? And Paul Thompson says, morning, Mark. Rangnick said we would sign 10, 20 million, then 4 expensive ones. Surely 50 million Stiller plus 1 is a better idea than 70 million plus Anderson or Wharton. I think it's a good point, Paul, because would you rather go and spend 70, 80 million pounds on Wharton or Belieber, or would you rather go and spend 70, 80 million on Stiller and another, maybe a Kone, et cetera, like that? It's a tough one, isn't it? Because you could also flip it and go, well, would you rather spend 65 million pounds on Mbeumo, or would you rather buy a 40 million pound player and a 25 million pound player? Well, from what I've seen about Mbeumo, you get what you pay for. We probably did pay a lot of money for him, but you do get what you pay for. Love the positivity and praise around Cunha, says Rajaf. Thank you very much. And he says, listen, we're back. 21st is coming this season. Well, one thing that is positive again, I mean, there's a lot to be positive about at the moment, but one thing that's positive again at the moment is that I mean, never say never. It's ridiculously early, but I'm allowed to say it because it is my opinion. I don't think Liverpool are winning the league this year. I don't. And why does that matter? Because we're both on 20 times. So it's that race to 21, isn't it? And we're nowhere near winning 21, and we're not going to win 21. But if Liverpool can be stopped from winning 21, I think that's always a positive. I went with Arsenal at the start of the season. A lot of people laughed at me. I don't think they're laughing at the moment. But look, Liverpool can bounce back. I mean, they've got an incredible squad. And if they do start firing, but I don't think they'll win the league this year. Knee Drop says, your display says Wednesday instead of Wednesday. Yeah. Okay. Right, let me go back because there's a couple of other things I want to talk about. Oh, yeah. You know, yesterday morning, really interesting this. I'd say it really interesting. It's definitely a latter part of the show story. You know, yesterday we were talking about Ivan Toney in the studio and maybe his desire to leave Saudi in January. And we also spoke about Endrick. Apparently, Alonso was not very happy about that, Xabi Alonso, about the rumours linking anybody to Endrick. But around Ivan Toney, it's quite funny what's come out here. So Al-Ahly striker Ivan Toney wants to return to the Premier League in January to make a late push for Thomas Tuchel's World Cup squad. West Ham are already working on a deal to sign him. He scored 39 goals in 55 games in the Saudi League. Again, I don't really understand whether that's amazing or not, because it's the Saudi League, but he has got a very good record in the Premier League. Look, January transfer window and Man United is like pushing together two magnets that won't go together. Sometimes it makes sense, but it doesn't work. I'm not saying United should go and sign Ivan Toney, but what I am saying is that look at where we are at the moment. Look at where we might be at Christmas. If we're in and around fifth place and the board go, let's stick with what we've got, that is always going to worry me, because I do think that we are short in certain areas. And surely it already looks like people like Ivan Toney and Conor Gallagher are there. And there's going to be more as well. I mean, look, we know about these players because they're English. You know, they're not playing in the Premier League. They're not in the England squad. It's the same as what we've got with Maynooth. There's going to be a few players like that. And I look at it and I go, well, Conor Gallagher's a midfielder and Ivan Toney's a striker. If you could add those two players on loan till the end of the season and they're hungry players, imagine what they could do. What I don't want to see is someone else do those deals. You know, like Crystal Palace go and get Conor Gallagher and then they finish fifth. I think there are opportunities unique to this World Cup in January that Man United need to wake the fuck up and be alive to. We can't just do what John Murtough used to do and say, we don't like doing business in January. We're more of a summer deal. Like, we've got to have our eyes open because we might just land on something that really helps us. And look, I'm not saying we're going to go for Ivan Toney. We probably won't. But imagine Sesko gets injured or he's struggling and Ivan Toney comes in and scores his 10 Premier League goals between January and the end of the season. It could put us in the Champions League. Same with Conor Gallagher. You know, Bruno continues to struggle. Casemiro continues to struggle. Conor Gallagher comes in and gives us that boost in the midfield to push us over. I think there's gonna be those types of deals, certainly. And also interesting as well, this is how quickly things can change if you're Kobbie Mainoo, because remember we've been talking about Joe Bellingham quite a lot. He's not been happy at Dortmund, pushing for a move. Man United need a midfielder. United like young players. He's also English. Lo and behold, He played for Dortmund last night in the win in the Champions League, and he started and he's got a smile on his face. And that's how quickly things can change, because suddenly he's going to be happy at Dortmund.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here, right now.
Suddenly, he's not going to be angling for a move. And this is how quickly football can change. And I think this is probably what Maynooth's hoping for. That support, belief, and opportunity from the manager in a big game to go and perform. Unfortunately, I just don't think Maynooth gets those opportunities. I don't really know enough about Dortmund to know why Bellingham started last night, but obviously they weren't and he played well. It's a big game for Dortmund. They're away in the Champions League in Denmark. Copenhagen are not a terrible side. So, you know, it's not like they're picking their reserves. But things can change around very quickly. And if there is any slither of hope for Maynooth, it's that, look, you can be out of the team and then back in the team. Apparently he got two assists as well, says King Walker as well. Fine Dash says, what about Ruben Neves? He could be a loan deal as well. I think there are going to be opportunities. And I think there will be people like maybe Ruben Neves saying, look, I like it here in Saudi. It's World Cup year. I wouldn't mind having a loan just to get up to speed for the. You just don't know. There might be some really good opportunities, like I say, and you just don't know. And Man United need to be alive to those as well. But just going back to the Bellingham thing there, imagine if like Maynooth started against Brighton in the midfield and played really, really well. That's the equivalent of what happened to Joe Bellingham last night. And we know that won't happen on Saturday. And that's the problem that Maynooth's got, that sudden verification and support and belief to start a game should be available to anybody. But I just don't think it's going to be available to Maynooth. But it could be available, and then it changes things instantly, doesn't it? Going from United's most humiliated flop in modern times to its strongest leader with crucial output and a win at Anfield is the full circle moment, says Andreas. Talking about Harry Maguire. Thank you very much. Right, okay, let's just get through everything so that I hate it when I miss stuff. Simon Stone did say Harry Maguire is willing to take a pay cut to sign a new contract at the club. Yeah, it's not about that though, is it? It's about the severity of the pay cut because he's rumoured to be on 190 grand a week. Now, you know, technically 175 grand a week is a pay cut, isn't it? So, It's the amount of it. Oh. Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim is interested in signing Lewandowski. The club has received fresh encouragement a deal can be done, and the player has already said yes. He's a free agent in the summer. The Daily Star. I mean, he's 37. Lewandowski, making his Premier League debut at 37 is not a good idea. I'd say Lewandowski will be off to the MLS or Saudi, won't he? Let's be real on that one. The Daily Star. Isn't Jude Bellingham at Real Madrid, Mark? Why do you keep saying he plays for Dortmund? Job Bellingham. When Maynooth gets his chance, he will unleash the beast, says Sesco Lover. And imagine Maynooth's dad starts crying and moaning to Amorim and Jimmy every day, just like Job's dad. The possibilities are endless. Jim says, do you stick with the winning team? Amorim doesn't. Amorim doesn't always stick with the winning team, does he? I mean, the team he picked, he didn't stick with the team that beat Sunderland, did he? He made a couple of changes. I think Yoro and Sesco were the two, weren't they? So, yeah. I think Igshan says, I would swap Bruno and Cunha out, bring in Kone from the youth and pair him with either Ugarte or Maynooth.
says Ikshan. Okay.
I don't know that I agree with you on that one, but there we go.
So good.
I just can't believe how quick this week is going.
Sorry, I've lost my live chat here.
Whizzing around looking at stuff. I can't believe how quick this week's going. I think it's great. I think I really expected it to drag because I just can't wait to play Brighton because it's just going to be, you know, it's going to tell us a lot about this team. And I can't believe it's Wednesday already. And then tomorrow, we're doing the preview live at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And Ben Jacobs at 2 o'clock. I just can't believe it's Thursday tomorrow. So yeah, it's flying by. And long may the positivity continue. But I suppose I do acknowledge the transfer stuff now. It is nearly the end of October. That is the same as the end of March when it's moving towards the summer transfer window. The January transfer window will be big. It just depends whether Man United want to put their toe in the pool. I think we should. I think we have to. And if we're going to do that, we can't just be sat there with our arms folded right now. You've got to be looking and surveying the scene about what's going on. And I just think that, remember this happening with Ollie once when we were top of the league in January. And it did happen. It wasn't a dream. I remember standing there going, we are top of the league. Say we are top of the league. And we were in the January transfer window. And it was like, we need to go and get two players to push on. And we didn't. And we ended up about a million points behind Man City. And we're not going to be doing that this season. But imagine, like, January the 1st, we're fourth. What knobhead owner goes, let's stick with what we've got? Like, I'd be like, we're way ahead of schedule. Let's move now to stay ahead of schedule. Whereas I think United would go, well, we're fourth, so we're probably going to finish fourth. The big warning about the Premier League at the moment is it's really competitive, and Nottingham Forest were in the top four from September till May and then finished, what, sixth or seventh? So I just think we've got to be looking for opportunities, and we know the midfield's weak and there are opportunities there. Great show this morning. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. As always, really appreciate you. I think I'm on Terry's channel at 11 o'clock because we didn't do hot takes yesterday, so we're doing that today. You can join me there at 11. Beth's with you at 2. I'm with you at 7. And I did have something to say about the sale of Man United, but I'll bring that in on the 7 o'clock show because it's about 10 minutes and I haven't got that time now. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day, whatever you're doing, or evening, wherever you are in the world. Let us know. Make sure you smash a like and subscribe on your way out. I'll speak to you later. Take care.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.